Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Arch for Housing Assistance to help determine the best program for you and your needs. I have an assessment I would like to complete with you. Are you homeless and in need of housing assistance, or are you behind on rent?
I'm actually calling because we're homeless. We've been kind of sort of, me and my husband, staying from here to there ever since, since he had a heart attack and COVID and everything else.
All right. And have you already completed an assessment with us?
No, I haven't done anything. Somebody just gave me this number.
Okay. One moment. All right, can you spell out your first and last name for me?
It's Lorena, L-A-R-A-Y-N-A. And the last name is Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S.
All right, just to verify, you said L-A-R-A-Y-N-A, last name Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And you said that y'all already homeless, so you're looking for like an emergency shelter for now and then rehousing?
Yeah, it's me and my husband. Well, me and my husband, and we do have a little dachshund, but we, like I said, we've been trying to get work and everything else. Our car got stolen from us last year in the midst of all this, so somebody told me to call you guys and see, you know, what programs, if there's anything we were eligible for.
Yes, ma'am. All right, so as of right now... Yes, ma'am. So we just fill out the applications for you guys, and then we send it off to the main office, and they give you a call within the next few business days. Sometimes it don't even take that long, and then they'll further assist you with what all they can assist you with. But with me filling this out, do you want me to put, like, emergency shelter? Like, because sometimes that'll work a little faster. They can be able to find an emergency shelter, because rehousing sometimes takes a while.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay. And then that way, once you get into that, you can advise them when you speak to them that you want rehousing as well, but you need something for now. So that way, your processing will be able to move a little faster. Can you provide me with a good phone number before you start off the area code?
It's 334-655-4553.
All right, so you have 334-655-4553. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And if you have an email address, can you provide it to me if you would like to?
Okay, it's going to be L. Andrews, A-N-D-R-E-W-S, 83@gmail.com.
All right, so we have L. Andrews, 83@gmail.com.
Correct.
And if you feel comfortable, can you please provide me with your social?
It's 420-217154.
All right, just to verify, we have 420-217154. Is that correct?
Correct.
All righty. And are you a veteran or a military dependent?
I am not.
All right, can you please provide me with your date of birth?
7/22/1983.
And your primary race?
Caucasian.
All righty. And what is your ethnicity? Is it non-Hispanic, non-Latino?
Correct.
All right, and what's your zip code?
36301.
All right, you said 363, and what's the last?
01.
All right, and what county are you currently in?
Houston.
Houston County. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what city?
Dothan.
All righty, and do you remember your last permanent address?
5658 South State Highway 109. And that's Slocum, Slocomb, Alabama, 36375.
All right, spell out that city again for me.
Slocomb.
All right, you said Slocomb?
That's correct.
All righty. All right, so we have, just to verify, we have 5658 South State Highway 106. I can't pronounce it. I don't want to say it wrong.
109. It's 109.
109, okay. And that zip code is 36375?
That's correct.
Okay. And you said, right now, you said you're completely homeless?
That is correct. We spent the last string to pull on a room last night. We had to be out at 11 today.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, do you know approximately when did you become homeless, like a time frame or how long ago?
We haven't had our own place. Like, it was ours literally since February of 2020.
Okay, beginning of COVID.
That's when he had his heart attack and COVID. Mm-hmm. And, like, he had a heart attack at the same time, so everything went downhill at once. We have stayed with friends here and there,
yes,
but it hasn't been anything permanent, you know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am.
And then we were in the hotel, back and forth, in and out of the hotels. We could probably own a house, and then we paid in the hotels, you know?
Yes, ma'am. All right, and what is your current, hold on, I have that one moment, because some of the questions you already answered for me. And you did state that you said the car was already stolen?
Yeah, our car was stolen last year. That's correct.
Okay. Okay, how long was you in your previous housing, the address you provided me before everything happened?
Well, I mean, when you said last terminated address, that was the last place that we were actually received mail, like, before we went back to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
That was just, like, last year. That's when we were staying with a friend. It wasn't actually ours. It was very temporary.
Okay.
And, like, if you were to, like, pull my name anywhere I received mail or anything, that would have been the last place I received it. But, like I said, it wasn't permanent.
They don't have access to pull that up. It just asking, like, how long you used to stay there. So, just, like, a couple nights?
I mean, it was like a couple of weeks, literally.
Okay.
The last, like, I would say is home. It was ours. We were there for, you know, long enough to be considered a resident. It would have been 1664. Tyndall Creek, T-I-N-D-I-L, Creek Road. And that is also Slocum, Slocomb, Alabama, 36375.
Yes, ma'am. Alrighty. Okay, have you been laid off from work or lost of employment?
No, validly seeking employment. And
okay.
You know, when he had his heart attack, he wasn't able to continue working where he was.
And this one said, have you experienced a housing crisis as a result of COVID-19?
Yes.
Alrighty. And are you head of household?
Well, I mean...
Or your spouse is head of household?
Typically, it's him, which there's no household to be head of, so we haven't really...
But yes, ma'am. It's just saying, like, as an overall, like, you know.
Yeah, you can put him into the household.
Okay. And is just one other adult with you, which is your spouse?
That's correct.
Okay. Any children?
They're grown.
Okay. All right, and if you feel comfortable with answering this question, because we want to provide as much help as possible, have you received your COVID vaccine?
No.
All right, do you have a documented disability?
No, I don't.
All right, and what is your monthly income?
Currently, we don't have one.
Okay.
Like I said, we're actively job seeking right now. It's just kind of hard to do, not know where you're staying that tonight to be able to be stable somewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, lovely.
Alrighty, and just to verify, I put in the notes that you advised me that the partial reason why you became, one of the main reasons why you became homeless is due to you and your husband having, let me go back to it, basically due to COVID and him having a heart attack around February 2020?
Yeah, like both back-to-back, same time.
Okay. All right, so as of right now, your case has been submitted. You'll receive a follow-up call in the next few business days. If you have any additional questions after this assessment, please call 334-273-0668, which is the same number. But this time, you'll select option 2 because that's the option to go straight to the main office. The office hours is from Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Appreciate it.
No problem. If there's nothing further, thank you so much for giving us a call here at Alabama Rural Collision. You have a wonderful day and be safe.
You too.